on that. SMUD is one of the better examples. Can you just elaborate on that a little bit, you know, what the successes or progress has been this last 12 months?
Well, we're involved. We've been looking a lot at rate design changes. The difficult part is trying to equitably distribute the costs and the, you know, and the to all the ratepayers in a way that is not going to burden one group more than another, and still try to maintain the programs that we think are very important, especially the low-income programs. So we're involved in the OIR. We plan to be a very active participant. We do see that SB 695 is a very good law that we supported. We are obviously one of the proponents of, and that it does offer slow changes in the tier one and two rates over time. But there will be a point in which even that won't be sustainable, and we do have to look for alternative methods of passing along those costs and also protecting customers. So it's possible that we're going to be going to some sort of time of use pricing. We're not in favor of a fixed charge, though, because if you remember, the reason we ran along the path of smart meters and all the costs associated with smart meters was so that customers actually see the real cost of energy, and that gets passed through, and that they can react in an economic decision mode to the real cost of energy. And sort of the theory was that they would then make good economic decisions based on that. The problem with that is that if we put a fixed charge in there, then sort of we've eviscerated that notion, because a fixed charge is not responsive to the real cost of energy. It's just a fixed charge. And so if we're going to do things, we have to balance, you know, the need for the money and also the predictability in billing for people. I wish I was personally, I wish I knew what a SMUD bill looked like, but I don't. I'm embarrassed to say. But if it is an example of something that's good, I think we're going to have to take a look at that. But the principle that we have been pushing is that the bills have to be understandable. So if somebody has a predictable rate from 12 noon to 6 p.m., that they are more likely to respond to that in a sort of long-range manner than if they were exposed to a real-time price or to a critical peak price, where they could be exposed to a very high price for 1 hour or one period of the day. So, you know, it's something that we're grappling with. We are going to be suggesting to the commission to make changes to billing, but it's going to, or to rates, but it's going to be along the line that they be predictable.
Okay. And you heard us talk earlier about SONG, San Onofre. Are you involved formally or informally in tracking what costs are incurred mm-hmm. through the units being down, and what ought to be ratepayer borne versus what ought not to be ratepayer borne?
Yeah, my first response there is I don't see any scenario where customers are responsible for what happened at SONGS. So whether that responsibility lies with the manufacturer or with one of the owners, that is something to be worked out, but certainly it's not the customer's responsibility. We want the commission to open an investigation immediately. We joined with other ratepayer groups recently to send a letter to the commission to do just that. I'm very happy that President Peavy is forming a task force to look at the long-term impacts of SONGS, you know, assuming that Unit 2 comes online at the end of the year, which I, as an engineer, I just don't see that happening, but it's possible, I guess. We don't know what's happening with Unit 3. There's, you know, even the president of Edison, or the chairman of Edison International, was quoted as saying that Unit 3 may never come back online. So we want the commission to do that, and that's fine. You know, it's important to make sure we have the resources in line to substitute for SONGS, but the rate making component is also important. It's a separate issue. The commission has the authority and the responsibility to basically stop the clock at a reasonable point to determine whether something should be in rate base or not. And we think that point is already here. That we have the knowledge of how bad the problem is. The commission has broad authority to look into the rate-making component of whether songs should be in rate base or not. And the basic tenet in utility rate making is that if it's not used and useful, it doesn't go in the rate base. And we have there are cases, interestingly enough, cases with regard to nuclear power plants where even the state Supreme Court has opined that used and useful in terms of a power plant is that when it's generating electricity. And so if it's not generating electricity, it's not used and useful. And so right now I think the commission can take steps to basically stop the clock and look at those costs and make sure that customers are not unduly burdened at this point from a generating station which is not used and useful.
We can be here all day asking questions. I think those are the high points. I also want to thank you for not just your presentation today, but your work year-round. We know that the last couple of years in particular have been heady for the division from an internal sort of leadership standpoint. We know there's been a tough transition, but whether it's issues like San Bruno, songs being down, you know, learning almost in real time our transition in the renewable energy sector, you know, the impact of changing technology on the telecommunications side, you've had your hands full, and you continue to do a great job for the benefit of California. So I want to take a moment to thank you for that, and unless there's anything further, I want to proceed with the hearing and see if there's any members of the public who want to add anything, and if not, then let us move on to the rest of the last 4 weeks of session this year. We'll see you all, I'm sure, in policy committee at some point over the next couple of weeks as we entertain all the last-minute changes that are made to legislation, or hopefully not too many new proposals pop up, but we're all in it together.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you very much.
For those who didn't hear the announcement at the outset of the hearing, Assemblymember Bradford's bill that's on today's agenda has been moved to our next hearing to be determined. So with that, this concludes our hearing. This meeting is adjourned.